Supervisors Bowen and Stamper will be excused until they appear back in the room, so you don't need to call their name each time.
Okay.
Item 17? Well, there's one. So.
Item number 17 from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to create one position of program evaluator within the Community Services Branch of the Behavioral Health Division.
Director Colon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Gottich will give an overview.
Thank you very much. This position is actually for a human service program analyst position within the Community Services Branch. And probably the main consideration is the volume of workload that has been increasing in community-based delivery of both mental health and substance use disorder services. The number of referrals and individuals that we are serving has increased by 62% over the last three-year period of time. In 2013, we served 10,500 individuals for services in the community-based level. Basically, the requirement and responsibility of our program analysts and program evaluators is to be able to define the level of services and the quality and quantity of services that every single one of those 10,500 individuals have served. We have to report on an episodic level for a variety of different state and federal funding allocations that we receive. Due to the volume of the workload that has been increasing over the last 3 years, this position is being requested to ensure that we are able to adequately report and respond to the data requests that we are receiving, and then also just the ongoing data requests for the receipt of both state and federal funding that the Community Services Branch receives.
Is there any reason to believe that the federal grant funding won't extend past 2014?
Basically, what we are requesting is the use of existing federal grants, which are the mental health and substance abuse block grants. The county has been the receipt of those grants since 1988, and we do not foresee any challenge in our capacity to continue to receive those grants as appropriated.
So your anticipation would be in
level funded,
2015
sir.
To
yes,
fund
sir.
That?
Yes, sir, level funded.
Supervisor Jerzyk?
How many program evaluator positions do we have currently?
Just one, ma'am.
Just one?
Yes.
So we'd be adding one?
Yes.
To do over 10,000 cases?
Yeah. Well, we have other individuals that serve different functions, too. So we have a supervisor that oversees those, and then we also have one program analyst. So the team would grow by one, so it would actually increase to four individuals being able to do the evaluation work for the section.
Thank you. Is there a motion?
No.
Move approval.
A motion to approve this item. Is there any further discussion? If not, would you take the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 17 for adoption prevails.
Item 18?